Power 107.5, Columbus's number one station for hip-hop and R&B. You tuned in to Any Given Sunday, the only show that's for you, by you, and we cannot do the show without you. I'm happy to have a very, very distinguished guest in with us this morning. He's not a stranger to our show, a stranger to the station, or a stranger to the city, and that is Mr. Byron L. Potts. How you doing, sir?
I'm blessed and highly favored.
Glad to have you here this morning. Glad to have you here. So, you know, really throughout the last, since I've known you, you've always been very active in the community, whether it be putting together events, whether it be speaking out on the injustices that go on that we may see. Let's speak to that a little bit in terms of what you've been doing recently, the last three or four events that you've held here in the city of Columbus.
Well, we've done this lately. We've done the Hands Up, Don't Shoot. And we're trying to help young people, old people, anyone that has a challenge with the law enforcement. Mm-hmm. And, you know, with all this stuff going on and the aggressive nature of the law enforcement and doing racial profiling and shooting people when they're running away and getting things out in the street. And some of these young brothers are sick and tired of it.
Yeah.
And they want to retaliate.
Yeah.
And, you know, not like back in our day, they don't take it like that anymore. They want to fight back. And, mm-hmm. you know, especially the younger generation, young men, African-American men, if these police come at them disrespectfully, they want to respond the same way.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm fearful of is that we're going to have another Ferguson in Columbus. We almost had one, well, you could call it, here in that alleged robbery on Alum Creek where they killed the two young men.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's some questionable issues with that. I have spoken with the family, and they there's some concerns, and they won't open up the information, give the family any of the information. Even though the challenge we have with that case is because they're alleged to have robbed someone. But, you know, do you be the judge and the jury out on the street? Do they have a right to kill someone if they're running away from them? And that's the challenge that we have.
Yeah.
What I'm trying to do is get some understanding and some education to save some lives here.
Definitely.
Because we don't need that.
That's important. So in terms of your last event that you had, what were some of the, I would say, highlights that you can talk about from that event that you found out information or some questions that were posed that were tough questions that had to be answered?
Well, and just like I said, why do people have to be disrespected? Like when you challenge them and tell them to get on the ground and you're embarrassing them and coming at them real aggressively.
Mm-hmm.
How do you justify that? And do or should they cooperate with you knowing that you're wrong? An innocent person walking down the street, the police get a so-called call and say, then they come and rush you and throw you on the ground or tell mm-hmm. you to get on the ground, pulling guns at you. The biggest issue, what should we do when we know we haven't done anything? Should we be able to ask them a question?
Mm-hmm.
Why are you doing this to me? What are you stopping me for? And you do have that right to do that. I think that was one of the biggest issues that came out. And one of the things that, one of the action items that came out is that we want to do a community review board of all these police shootings that they have. Now, we've been trying to do this for almost 40 years.
Right.
But what we were doing, and I think this is what we were doing wrong, we were asking the police to recognize and authorize a citizens review board.
Hmm.
I don't think we need that. I think we need to set up the citizens review board, and if they don't respond to our questions and inquiries, then we need to expose them. If the person that is in charge of that is not responding, then we need to vote them out. If they don't communicate with us, because one thing we have to remember, they work for us.
Mm-hmm.
This is our tax dollars is paying.
Right.
And they seem to have it flipped around here.
Right.
Because they get away with it just like you see on Tuesday.
Yeah.
We had less than two-thirds of the eligible voters.
Less than two-thirds.
Hmm. Less than two-thirds voted. You see what we have now.
Mm-hmm.
But hopefully we'll get some, we are reactionary people.
Yeah, we are.
Instead of being proactive. I'm trying to be proactive here, but still. What we are going to have, now we're going to react because we got all these people that are against the policies that we believe in that will help our community.
Yeah.
They are in office now. Guess what's going to happen now? We're going to get mad, and then the next election, we'll go in there. But, you know, I don't think voting's everything because one of the things we have to do, we vote, and we take this for granted. Even the people that vote, the Democrats, they're so loyal, they don't follow up after they vote, and then they don't make people accountable.
For what they
we need to
right.
give them a gray card.
Yeah.
And if they ain't doing what we say they do, we need to go after them.
Right.
We need to target people, and we need to be flexible. We don't have to be Democrats. We don't have to be Republicans. Mm. We have to talk about what's your plan.
Yeah.
If you don't have a plan that's going to help our people, our community, then you got to go.
Man.
Don't come in here. In my community talking, we allowed it. We're so nice and forgiving. All these politicians come to churches, and we never see them again.
Yeah.
You see them at election time, and you never see them again. We need to make them accountable for that. You ain't been around here. What you've done and your policies have helped our community. What have you done?
Yeah. It seems like to kind of go back because you gave us so many jewels. We got to go back in each one and digest it. So the first thing you talked about was the respect issue or understanding what your rights are when a police officer comes up. Do you feel like most people don't understand what their rights are, what they can say, what they can do when they are approached by an officer? Is that an issue that you feel like people don't have?
That's the education. What are your rights? I issue a pamphlet. Say what to do when you're stopped by the police, what your rights are, when police pull you over in the car, when the police come to your house. We want to know. You need to get some education on what your rights are. But some of the things that I want to encourage you is to get badge numbers and names.
Mm-hmm.
Don't try to fight that fight out there because they'll hurt you.
Yeah.
And that's what they do. And you get one of them rogue cops, one of them guys that are play hardball, they do something to you. They'll do something real bad to you. And I have successfully sued the police officers. I have about three or four lawsuits pending against the Columbus Police Department. I am one of the few lawyers in this city that will sue them and not intimidated by them, but you don't fight them out on the street.
Right.
I want you to be able to go home the next day. I want you to live.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want you to, so we have to rally and fight because you've been killed by the police. We don't want that.
Man, so listen, you got this Hands Up, Don't Shoot Part 2. It's taking place Thursday, November the 13th, 2014. Tell us, you know, the goal of this event. I know you fired up right now. I want to get you back to this. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know. Bring me on task.
Yeah, yeah.
The goal is education.
Mm-hmm.
And to educate the community of what to do when you're stopped by the police. The goal is to save some lives out here. And the goal is to make these police officers, law enforcement, start giving us more respect, mutual respect.
Yeah.
Instead of being acting paternally, that they're the father and we're the kids, they need to change that and have mutual respect. And I don't think they do. They don't have cultural sensitivity. This kind of conversation has to start in order for us to stop all these problems going in. And until they are realistic about coming to the table and talking and giving us mutual respect, they're going to continue to have these fights and these problems out here.
Right.
Nobody in our community likes the police. How many people like the police? Hmm. We trust the police.
Right.
Most of us don't trust the police.
Mm-mm.
Now, you go in the majority community, they believe in protect and serve, but it's a whole different mentality out there. Now, we need more African-American police officers. We need more, and that's what we're advocating. Young brothers, we need you to get on the force. We need police officers that live in the community because you would be less likely to disrespect somebody that you live around.
Right. And that you see every day. Right,
that you see every day,
right.
And they will be more likely to give you the mutual respect that you deserve because you're in our community. But look at if you look at the statistics on the police force, most of the police officers are either live out of town or in from some suburban areas. Mm-hmm. They are not residents of the city of Columbus. Mm-hmm. They don't live in the area.
Wow. So
we should try to get some incentive for them to be, if you live in the area, you have a more likelihood to be hired or something like that. We got to do something.
Mm-hmm.
We can't keep turning the naked eye and just voting people in and just thinking voting is the only answer. The voting is a part of the answer, but you got to follow up.
Just the beginning.
Right, that's
just
real.
The beginning.
It's just the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the message is falling off.
Yes. Listen, make sure you guys come out Thursday, November the 13th, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., Columbus East High School Auditorium, 1500 East Broad Street. For more information, make sure you call 614-228-2154 or 614-251-7704. This is a great event, Hands Up, Don't Shoot, Part 2, a conversation with the community and law enforcement. You're tuned in to Any Given Sunday. Still got a great show for you ahead. Don't go anywhere.